Hey dopamine warriors. Sienna Cruz here, your daily guide to reclaiming focus and kicking addiction to the curb. Today's topic? Relationships during recovery. It's tricky, right? Like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. But seriously, navigating those connections when you're working towards healing can feel downright complicated. You know that feeling when your loved ones are pushing for something you're not ready for, or maybe they don't quite understand what you're going through? Don't worry, you're not alone. This is a common hurdle in recovery, and we're gonna break it down together. We'll explore some key takeaways, share real-world stories that feel all too familiar, and equip you with the tools to build stronger, healthier relationships during this journey. So, grab your headphones, sip on your favorite beverage, make it water though, and let's dive in. Firstly, remember that recovery is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time, dedication, and self-compassion. You're rebuilding yourself from the inside out, which means setting healthy boundaries with people who might not fully understand your needs. Think of it like this. Imagine you're building a house. You wouldn't let just anyone wander in, mess up the foundation, or steal your tools. Your recovery is precious, and you get to choose who gets access and how they interact with it. Speaking of boundaries, learn to communicate them clearly and assertively. No is a complete sentence, my friends. It's okay to say no to invitations that might trigger old habits or to politely decline conversations that leave you feeling drained. Remember, you're prioritizing your well-being, and true friends will respect your choices. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? That can happen when relationships are strained by addiction or secrecy. Honesty is key. Don't be afraid to have open and honest conversations with loved ones about what you're going through and what kind of support you need. It might feel scary at first, but vulnerability builds trust and understanding. Remember those friends who were there for you during your darkest moments. Those are the people who matter most. Lean on them for support, share your struggles, and celebrate your victories together. They've seen your journey firsthand and can offer valuable encouragement and perspective. And don't forget to show them your gratitude. Their presence makes a world of difference. But here's the thing. Sometimes, even with our best efforts, relationships might not survive the journey of recovery. It's heartbreaking, I know, but it doesn't mean you failed. Sometimes, letting go of toxic or unhealthy connections is a necessary step towards healing and finding your true self. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented artist who struggled with an addiction to social media. After hitting rock bottom, she joined a support group and began rebuilding her life. But one friend, let's call her Emily, constantly pushed Sarah back into old patterns, reminding her of past mistakes and making insensitive jokes about her recovery. It was like walking on eggshells around Emily. Sarah would feel drained after their interactions, doubting her progress and strength. Finally, Sarah realized she needed to prioritize her well-being and set a firm boundary with Emily. It wasn't easy, but it freed up space for healthier connections and allowed Sarah to focus on her recovery without constant negativity. So remember, navigating relationships during recovery is a journey filled with twists and turns. There will be highs and lows, moments of joy and times of heartbreak. But by staying true to yourself, setting healthy boundaries, communicating honestly, and surrounding yourself with supportive people, you can create fulfilling connections that strengthen your path towards healing and growth. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Keep showing up for yourself, celebrate every victory, big or small, and never stop believing in your strength to overcome any challenge. Ready to take action? Share your thoughts on this episode with us using #DopamineDamageControl. What are some of the biggest challenges you face when it comes to relationships during recovery? Let's keep the conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.